The Atrocity Archives, Disc 8.
Report 2, Wednesday, March 4th, 1914. Classified, Most Secret, Imperial War Ministry, September 11th, 1914. Reclassified, Top Secret Game Andes, Ministry of War, July 2nd, 1940. Reclassified, Top Secret Redshift, Ministry of Defense, August 13th, 1988. Dear Albert, today we performed Young's double-slit experiment upon Subject C, our Medusa. The results are unequivocal. The Medusa effect is both a particle and a wave. If de Broglie is right, but I am getting ahead of myself. Ernest has been pushing for results with characteristic vim and vigor, and Matheson, our analytical chemist, has been driven to his wit's end by the New Zealander's questions. He nearly came to blows with Dr. Jameson, who insisted that the welfare of his patient, as he calls Subject C, comes before any question of getting to the bottom of this infuriating and perplexing anomaly. Subject C is an unmarried woman, aged 27, of medium height with brown hair and blue eyes. Until 4 months ago, she was healthy and engaged as household maid to an eminent KC, whose name you would probably recognize. 4 months ago, she underwent a series of seizures. Her employers being generous, she was taken to the Royal Free Infirmary, where she described having a series of blinding headaches going back 18 months or so. Dr. Willard examined her using one of the latest Röntgen machines and determined that she appeared to have the makings of a tumor upon her brain. Naturally, this placed her under notification, subject to the Monster Control Act, 1864. She was taken to the isolation ward at St. Bartholomew's in London, where 3 weeks, 6 migraines, and 2 seizures later, she experienced her first grand mort fit. After receiving confirmation that she was suffering from acute gorgonism, Dr. Rutherford asked me to proceed as agreed upon. And so I arranged for the Home Office to be contacted by way of the Dean. While Mr. McKenna was at first unenthusiastic about the prospect of a Gorgon running about the streets of Manchester, our reassurances ultimately proved acceptable, and he directed that Subject C be released into our custody on her own cognizance. She was in a state of entirely understandable distress when she arrived, but once the situation was explained, she agreed to cooperate fully in return for a settlement which will be made upon her next of kin. As she is young and healthy, she may survive for several months, if not a year, in her current condition. This offers an unparalleled research opportunity. We are currently keeping her in the old leprosarium, the windows of which have been bricked up. A security labyrinth has been installed, the garden wall raised by 5 feet so that she can take in the air without endangering passers-by, and we have arranged a set of signals whereby she can don occlusive blindfolds before receiving visitors. Experiments upon patients with acute gorgonism always carry an element of danger, but in this case I believe our precautions will suffice until her final deterioration begins. Lest you ask why we don't employ a common basilisk or cockatrice instead, I hasten to explain that we do. The pathology is identical in whichever species, but a human source is far more amenable to control than any wild animal. Using Subject C, we can perform repeatable experiments at will and obtain verbal confirmation that she has performed our requests. I hardly need to remind you that the historical use of gorgonism, for example by Danton's Committee for Public Safety during the French Revolution, was hardly conducted as a scientific study of the phenomenon. This time, we will make progress.